in chapter 1 or chapter 2? Chapter 1, and this is Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse number 15, it says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might be made preeminent. He might have the preeminence. Oh, praise God. Now, I tell you what, that's a lot of words, ain't it? But let's just take it one little bit at a time. We're talking about Jesus Christ. Now, he says, who is the image of the invisible God? Praise God. Now, when you look in there, who'd you see? Oh, Walter Eden. Well, the Bible says that Jesus was the image of God the Father. So if God's looking in the mirror, there's Jesus. He's the image of God. He didn't say he was like him. He said he was the image of God. So if he's the image of God, and so you can begin to understand why Jesus told the disciples, when they said, show us the Father, and it will suffice. Jesus says, when you've seen me, you have seen the Father. I am the image of the Father. All that the Father is, everything you see in the Father, he's in me. He said, I am so much the image of the Father, I don't do anything but what I see my Father do. Look in there and wink your eye. Whose eye you see wink? All right, glory be to God. All right, look in there. Put a hand up to your face. Put one hand up to your face. Who hand you feet? All right. Well, and Jesus says, I can't do anything but what I see the Father do. I'm the image of the Father. What Father does is what I do. So if Father move, I move. I'm not going to do anything without him. Glory be to God. In the image of God, he says, how does the scripture go? The image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. He says he's the visible representation of God. God wanted to show you something, what he is like. He said, look at Jesus. You want to know what God like? He said, look at Jesus. See what Jesus is like, and you're going to see what God is like. He's the image of God. He's the firstborn of every creature. Glory be to God. Now, I like this firstborn of every creature. Firstborn of every creature that are in heaven. Somebody going to say, now, wait a minute. In earth, the invisible, and the visible, whatever's on the throne, whatever has dominion, whatever is the power within the air, the principalities and powers, he says all these things were created by him. Wait a minute. Somebody gonna say Jesus came along and on December the 25th. That's only when he took a body and came to earth. See, he had always been the image of God. He's always been the image of God. So if he's the image of God, now you begin to understand why they say he is God. Who do you see? He is God. So therefore, the scripture can come in the next verse and say, by him all things were created. He is God. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. He is God. See, all things were created by him. It doesn't matter what it was created by him. All things were by him. All things were created that are in heaven. Now, if you think you're in control of something that was created in the earth, maybe you think you can control the spirit world. The invisible as well as the visible. He's in control of it all. Don't think you play your voodoo and get by, because he's in control. Glory be to God. Whether there be thrones, I don't care who's on it. I don't care if the bomber is on it. Whether there be dominions, I don't care what you think you got the power over. Whatever you think you control, well, in a minute, you got to remember who's in control. Dominion, principalities of power. Now, whoever you think the authority is, whoever you think has got all the power, he doesn't. Whoever you think has this rule, this supreme rule over you, you better think again. Praise the name of Jesus. He all was created by him, and guess what else? Remember, I told you were created for a purpose. You were created. Look in there, look at you. You see? Yeah. You were created. Look at it. See how pretty you look? See? You were created. You were created. Oh, you were created. Dad, you were created. Look at him. You were created for him. That person you look at in the mirror, that person was created for God. That person was created for Jesus. That person was created to have relationship with him. That's the reason you're here. Glory be, you for him. You'll never forget it. You are for him. Glory be to God. And he was before all things. Listen, he said, he didn't just come to earth with the little baby. He was before all things. And he says, not only is he before it, the reason you can still sit on this chair is he holds it together. It's by the word of his power that a tree stands. It's by the word of his power that you can drive a car. Man, that metal would just float into the molecules and spread out in the air. You would have a thing to drive. It's by his power that all this is held together. You like what you're wearing? Glory be, he's holding it together. You say, well, man made it. But God's in authority. God controls all of this. Everything that exists, by a word, you can be here or be gone. Your life is but a vapor, the Bible says. You know what? A vapor, you know, you see the vapor, you see water turn into a vapor. The Bible says, your life is but a vapor. You see, you can be here or be gone. And the only reason you held together is because of him. by him all things conceived. You were created for a purpose. You were created for him. Oh, glory be to God. That's why Jimmy Duncan's here, for God. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to say, and he is the head of the body, the church. Woo-hoo. Who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in him all things he might have that preeminence. You see, he's the head of the church. God's so good, even though he's God, he's so good. He turns right around and he let Jesus be first in something else. See, he's already first. He's first because he's the image of God. He is God. But he says, I'm going to let him be first in something else. I'm going to let him be the first born from the dead. No. Born, able to go right on into heaven, right into the presence of God, having that relationship with God like no other relationship that anybody could have before. He said, he's going to be the first. He's going to set up what the church is going to be like. He said, he's the firstborn from the dead. He's the reason we go now, and we say, even though I die, yet shall I live. He was born from the dead. He went on the cross, he died, and he rose again. And that's why I can say right now, glory be to God, because I trust and believe in the same Jesus Christ. God made me similarly because he gave him a body like mine, and that body of Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, so my body is like a body of Jesus Christ. And God says one day, if I believe and I will trust him, so I too will be raised from the dead. God is in control of it. You were created for a purpose, and you were created for him. You were created to have relationship with him. He says that he's the head of the church, which is the body. Well, glory be to God. Now, you can think about a natural body. The head of it is the, like the word say, preeminence. He's the standout. He's the first. He's the crown of it. He is the most important part of it. Glory be to God. He's the head. He was the first born. So the rest of us gets to be in his body. And so then, part of what you are, actually what you are, what you to do when you're here is to be in the body. You are to be a part of the body. You are to be a part of his church. You're supposed to be a part of his church. Now, to come into that church, you must believe on Jesus Christ. You believe on Jesus Christ, and you're brought into his church. And if you're a part of his church, guess what? You get to act like a part of his church. Did you see that little girl up here this day? She already knows she's a part of the church. When her mama come up here, she knows she can come up here. I'm part of the church. Glory be to God. And that little dress tail just going. She's a part of the church. Everyone in here ought to know that you're a part of the church, that you trust and believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you don't, you do that so that you can know that you are part of the church. As a part of the church, guess what? You look like it. As a part of him, you look like him. You know, he's the image of God, so guess what you're starting to look like? God, so don't act like the devil. Because you look like God and you might mess somebody up. You look like God, so don't act like the devil. Glory be to God. You're a part of the body of Jesus Christ. You are one of his. Oh, as a functioning part of that body. Now, what did God have you do? I know as sure as you were born, there's something he gave you. As sure as you were born, there was some ability or talent you have. You are a part of his body, and you need to function. Or you dead weight, and he might cut you out. Got to replace you. We need us a transplant. He don't do that to you. He try to get you to function right. Don't you know that? You got some ability. You need to use it for the Lord. You are a part of his body. If you trust it and believe it, there's a function in the body for you. You need to use what you got for him. Whatever it is, I'm sure there's a place that can be used for the church. It can be used to serve God. There's certainly there's something you can use to serve. It doesn't matter. What you think your talent is? Typing? Well, I'm sure that can be used for the Lord. All the talents for the church isn't just to singing and typing and dancing and preaching. That's not all the talents that the church needs. That's not all the ability that the church needs. Church needs somebody who can just talk to other people. Church needs somebody who can just listen. Church needs somebody who will work with young folk. Certainly, the church needs somebody who got take time for the old folk. Church needs somebody who will stand up and just be the leader of a group. Church needs, and some of you, you've got those abilities. Some of you are the best. You be one of the best associates anybody can ever have to help them do something. You got all the ability. All you got to do is they just ask you, and you right there. Glory be to God. You better than any secretary. Because you got these abilities. See, you're a part of the body. And when God created you, he created you for a purpose. And he wants you to use it. But guess what? If you're not with the body, you can't function with the body. I tell you what, I was with the body Thursday night, and my little function got going a little bit extra there. I was dancing. I was dancing, glory be to God. But guess what? Sometimes, that's your gift. Sometimes that you were inspired inspires others. When you dance, they say, I can enjoy him too. I feel like it, but I'm afraid in him. Glory be to God. Well, if you're a grown up, you say, hold your mule. If you're a little child, I say, hold my horsey. Go ahead and praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. All right. Some say, Lord, you made me. You know who I am. Anybody know that? Lord, you made me. You know who I am. Glory be to God. That's what he's talking about. Hallelujah. You made me. No, I'm ready to listen. Lord, you made me. You know who I am.
Lord, you made me. Lord, you made me.
You know who I am.
Lord, you made me.
You
Lord, you made me. Lord, you brought me. Lord, you brought me. Lord, you made me. Lord, you made me. Well, one of these old mornings won't be long. You gon' look for me, but I'll be gone on home. Lord, you made me.
You know who I am.
Lord, you made me.
You know who I am.
Lord, you made me.
You know who I am.
Lord, you made me. There is one thing certain and two things sure. Can't go to heaven on a maybe so. Lord, you made me.
You know who I am.
Lord, you made me.
You know who I am.
Lord, you brought me.
You know who I am.
Lord, you brought me.
You know who I am. And he made you in his image, after the image of Jesus Christ. He made you like him. He made your flesh. Glory be to God. He made Jesus the same way. He knows who you are. He brought you. He keep you. When it's time to go home, he'll take you to the home that he's already prepared for you. Glory be. He made you. You're in his image because you're in Christ Jesus. And you to enjoy that and use it to the fullest. Satan won't keep you from using that. You use what God's given you. You're in his image. You are part of his body. Use what God has given you. Now that's why the preacher say, when he says, he gives the altar call, and he said, who wants to become a member of the church, or who wants to come give themselves to the Lord. Yeah, I got another way to say it. What's another way they say it? When they're inviting somebody to come. Inviting you to come. That's what you're doing. Say, okay, I acknowledge who I am in the body. I'm a part of him. I trust and believe in Jesus Christ. So I'm going to join with his, I'm gonna come and join with all his other people who are in this body. But I'm recognizing that I'm a part of this body. Glory be to God. And so the preacher say, I open the doors of the church. That's what he said. The church, that scripture says the church is his body. Jesus Christ is the head of the body, his church. So when he invites you to come and be join the church, he said, come and join the body. So how many of you hadn't joined yet? He said, come and join the body. Come and be what you've been chosen for. Now, church, the doors of the church are open. Praise God. There be anyone that want to come, you may come at this time. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now. Just now. Just now. Come to Jesus. Just now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you just now, just now, just now. He will save you just now. Praise God. So now, you all who made in the image of God, glory be to God. Now you have a right. You can ask him. You can ask him to bless you with the things you need. Glory be to God. Praise God. And you can ask him for others. While you're asking, I hope you all remember my brother Malachi. He's in the hospital in Columbia. Praise God. And pray that he'll be well and get out there. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Father, we praise you. Father, we bless you. Father, we love you. And we adore you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank and praise you for your precious son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that he is your image. Yes. He is, Lord God, just like you. Glory be to God. He is God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come in the name of Jesus. Yes. Scripture, he says that he makes it possible for us to come because we trust in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That blood was shed for us, and we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We praise and bless you today. We love you forever, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, there was anything in anybody's heart, Lord God, that they, now, even Lord God, concerned about not being sure whether they're part of your body or not. Father, we ask that you give them some assurance today, even as they accept Jesus Christ and Lord and Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Savior. Thank you for all you did on the cross, when you walked, and when you rose again. I believe you did it. I accept you. Glory be to God. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, anoint them with your Holy Ghost. Anoint them, Lord God, that they'll know without a doubt inside, Lord God. And not only that, Lord God, but the power of God be on their lives in such a way, Lord God, that they'll know that they've been changed. That they'll be able to sing that song, Lord, you made me. Glory be to God. I'm yours. Lord, you keep me. Thank you. Father, we praise you. We bless you and we love you forever. We were made in your image, Lord God. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God.